Welcome to the Shipping Podcast, a multi-fandom podcast for the shipper in you. Hosted by Shirazade, your friendly mod, OTP shipper, and fandom old. I hope this episode finds you healthy and safe wherever you are, whatever restrictions you might be living under. If you're anything like me, you'll have found refuge in fandom. Personally, I also find the structures and guaranteed outcomes of mystery shows soothing, so today's episode is pretty perfect, as Athena and I are visiting the crime procedural Bones, which ran from 2005 to 2017. The main protagonists, FBI Special Agent Seeley Booth and forensic pathologist Tempest Brennan, are the quintessential opposites attract couple, and go from crime-fighting partners to lovers to married couple, making them one of those rare and delightful ships whose relationship we follow after they get together. But what's a ship, you might ask? It's an abbreviation for relationship and can be used as a noun or verb. I ship Kirk / Spock, or my favorite ship is Spirk. Meaning you would like to see Star Trek's Kirk and Spock as a couple, and are using one of the popular ship names, smushing their names together in a way that can be cutesy or cringy, depending on your point of view. This podcast will be zero judgment, 100% scree, as fans talk about their ships, why they ship them, and which fanworks might make you ship them too. At the end, each guest will nominate the next fan to talk about their OTP, that's one true pairing, i.e. they ship the love the most, creating a multi-ship, multi-fandom chain of interviews, het, i.e. straight couples, / meaning same-sex pairings, fictional characters or real people, the only limit is the imagination. Sound like something you might enjoy? Please give it a listen and let me know what you think. The Shipping Cast is hosted on shippingcast.fandomish.net, that's fandomish.net, where you can find show notes and subscribe on various podcasting platforms. There's also a Tumblr at shippingcast, a Twitter at shipping_cast, or you can email me on theshippingcast@fandomish.net, where you could also send me a recorded voice message for inclusion in a future show. I'm very open to questions and opinions about the ships we talk about or shipping in general, so please get in touch. Because I've had to start paying for pro accounts for this podcast, I set up a Patreon on patreon.com/shippingcast, in addition to the Ko-fi and PayPal links that you can find on shippingcast.fandomish.net/support. Would you like me to record some episodes that cover more general aspects of fandom instead of being limited to ships? One of the Patreon perks is special episodes, and you can even vote on the topics. A note in advance. As mentioned before, this podcast is a judgment-free zone. My guests are here to share what they love, not to defend themselves. We ship and let ship here, and any flames, i.e. hateful messages, will be used to roast marshmallows, to use old-school fandom lingo. This expression dates me, I know. I'm actually 39 now, and have been writing fanfiction since I hit puberty. However, I only joined online fandom in 2001, which was also when I started writing fic in English. My native language is Swiss German, in case you were wondering, and I have the equivalent of an MA in Cultural Anthropology, Media Studies and German Literature. These days I work an admin job in the renewable energy sector, and I spend my free time consuming media in the form of books, movies, TV shows and podcasts. I find fandom fascinating, not just as a creative outlet in the form of writing, reading and gifting, but as a cultural phenomenon. I hope I'm not the only one who loves to hear people talk about their passions, and there are few things fans are more passionate about than their ships. The ship that we focus on in each episode is clearly stated in the title, so if you think that the ship will cause you distress or anger, please skip the episode. It's also quite likely that there'll be spoilers, so in the immortal words of River Song.
Spoilers.
Although I used to watch Bones religiously for the first 6 or so seasons, I never finished it and I was never part of the fandom. Therefore, I have lots of fun letting Athena fill me in on all that I've missed, as she's right in the middle of a complete rewatch. But let's dive right in.
I took a trip on a great big ship to a land across the sea, to a land across the sea.
Hi, Athena. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you? Oh, doing okay, you know. Ups and downs.
Ups and downs always. Yeah, this is very a weird time. So it's nice to have these little escapes.
Yeah. So you're in the US, right?
I am in the US
Yeah.
in
Yeah.
it's afternoon here, so is it pretty late for you right now?
Oh, well, it's just like regular evening, not like
Okay,
late
all right,
evening.
cool. Cool.
But how are things going where you are?
They're great. I mean, it's weird. Everyone's, we're all in the house as hopefully everybody else is. I've just been we just moved, so that's like pretty exciting. Except my girlfriend, she wants to do all the organizing, so I have just been sitting around watching TV, aka doing research, lots of research. Very dedicated to the science.
Yes. And of course to this podcast, you know, you have to
Exactly,
prepare and
exactly.
everything.
Yeah. I listened. Oh, go ahead, sorry.
Oh, just like, you know, oh, that sounds horrible. You have a girlfriend who does all the work for you.
It's so awful. It's so awful. I'm just kidding. It's honestly great because I do like to organize on occasion, but when it comes to my own things and all of the mugs that she has collected over the years, I just she just she's really passionate about where those mugs should go, so I'm just gonna let her decide and handle it.
Yeah,
Works better for me.
sounds like a good plan.
Yes, exactly.
So before we go into like the fandom stuff, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, well, so I mean, as you said, my name's Athena, and I turned 27 tomorrow, so that's kind of fun.
Oh,
And I don't have
I
to
you
It's
know,
like
in
the
like I
first
don't know how it is in the US, but in Switzerland, you're not supposed to tell someone a happy birthday beforehand, so I'm not going to.
Perfect. I
But
love it. I this is like kind of fun for me because this is the first year I don't have to feel obligated to do anything, because all my friends, they really like to like go out and party and stuff, and sometimes it's just like I just want to not think about it. So this is kind of fun, and I'm looking forward to no one telling me anything. I actually get my girlfriend woke me up and she's like, someone's birthday is tomorrow, and I was like, who's birthday? I was like, all the days are running together, so this is fun. So that's something that's happening. I am a my trade, if you will, is I am in video. So I like to shoot video. I do a lot of commercials in Pittsburgh, and if any like big movies or shows come into town, I'll just work on those as just like a production assistant or a wardrobe assistant. So nothing crazy, but it's really fun and it's exciting. And I also just do a lot of I like to do a lot of weddings, because those are actually really enjoyable for me. And I think a lot of people hate to do weddings, but I really enjoy like watching everyone's kind of, excitement through the lens. So it's really fun.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Sounds quite, yeah. Sounds as if, you know, you never get bored.
Yeah, exactly. It's
So
always
many
something
things.
new, so it's really fun.
Yeah. And how do you know Ray, who, the person who nominated you?
So it's kind of funny, but I recently, as of December, I was never really in like the fandom world. Like I've always been on Tumblr and like kind of like open the door and like walk around and look around and then just pop back out. That's how I've always been. But recently, after seeing the new Star Wars movie, like I don't know what happened that I realized how much I cared about these characters. So I kind of just dove into that Star Wars fandom, and I met Rey on she's one of the hosts on the Mighty Network for the Raylo community, which is really cool. I guess there's a ton of people in it right now, so it's really cool. And she's awesome. So I met her through that. She's a super cool girl.
Yeah, we talked about the website and everything and the fandom and the ship in the last podcast. So that's
That's awesome. Well,
which you haven't heard yet because
I haven't heard
because it's not yet released. We're kind of in the past.
Yes,
talking to the future.
Right. So fun.
So you mentioned that you haven't really been in fandom. But so I don't know, but do you how did you get started with TV shows and stuff?
So I think actually the episode I listened to was I forget her name, but she came on and she talked about Korra, the Legend of Korra in Avatar, and it was probably my first really big introduction to the fandom world. And just seeing a lot of that on Tumblr, that was something I really liked. And I grew up, I didn't have cable as a kid, so I was only able to watch, that was the only thing I was able to watch on the weekend was Avatar. So it was kind of, I've always loved it, and it was always a show that I thought was really well done, and the story is just so cool, and I love the animation and just all of little details. That's something that my girlfriend luckily puts up with. When I watch TV or movies, I'm always pausing it and being so this is why this is so cool that they did it this way. Just psychoanalyzing TV and movies. So I like to watch things like that and watch it a little differently, I think. And so that was something that always really intrigued me. And that was one of the first things topics I started following on Tumblr. Was Avatar.
And do you are you usually a shipper or?
I feel like I'm more so, I'm a quiet shipper. I don't, because anytime I have attempted to talk to my friends about I will go on rants about Star Wars or Marvel Universe or John Wick, anything that I really love, I will just go nuts about it. And my friends I can kind of see the glaze going over their eyes, what are you talking about? So I've always been very quiet about it and kind of just seeing what it's like on the internet and talking to people there. But I've always, there's always been people that I immediately am just shoot, I want them to be together. Can we just make that happen?
And do you usually have one big OTP or
I feel like the biggest one for me has always, it's been the Raylo ship. That's and I again never even really realized how much I cared about it until The Rise of Skywalker came out. So that was the biggest whoa. That's what everyone's been talking about all these years. And then I was damn, I've been missed opportunity for me to be in all these communities. So that's probably the biggest one. But I'm a huge Harry Potter fan, and I am a diehard Fast and Furious fan. So I'm really into those. And Dom and Letty, that those characters, Vin Diesel's character and Michelle Rodriguez's character has always
been
my they've always been that. I think that was probably my first real heck yeah, I'm all about this. Oh. I'm here for it.
I've only met people from the Fast and the Furious fandom who are into Dom and what's his name? Well, the two main guys.
Oh, Paul Walker.
Diesel and
I gotcha. I can see it. I can totally see it. That's so funny. I feel like I'm kind of stereotypical in the way that I'm I just I'm like all not always like a hetero couple. Like I think the one that I don't know if you saw Birds of Prey recently.
Yeah.
But Roman Sionis, Ewan McGregor's character and his like kind of sidekick, I was so there for that shipping. I was like, yes, 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 yes. So fun. But I guess I am quietly all over the board as you can see.
But you tend to go for like the canon ships more.
I never like really like totally thought about it, but I think I am like very like I tend to stick with the canon unless it's like a couple like a pairing that hasn't like I think the one that comes to mind that's non-canon as of yet crossing my fingers is Valkyrie and Captain Marvel from the Ooh. Marvel Cinematic Universe. I am a big fan of them. I saw them, I think it was at Comic-Con or something, and they were talking about it and I was just like, yes. That's so awesome. Big fan of that.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Now they just have to actually like meet.
Exactly. They just need to bring them together. They like met briefly in Endgame for like 0.2 seconds in a battle sequence, but I don't know. I want to make that happen.
I'm also kind of looking forward to seeing Valkyrie and Lady Thor.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I am so excited about that. I don't know how much. Are you like super into like you've seen all the Marvel, all those Marvel cinematic movies and everything?
Yes, I have.
I love them so much. The first thing that when me and my girlfriend got together is I made her watch all of them in sequential order. So that was like, this is what you're getting into with me, just so you know. Let's get into it. And I love that. So I am very excited as well.
Yeah, it's one of the big like bummers because of the all the movies that are getting postponed. I'm like, you know.
I know.
I have to wait even longer for Captain Marvel and Black Panther. And I'm like
and Black Widow. Like I was excited. I love Florence Pugh. I think she's so fun. And I was really pumped for Black Widow. But on the other side of the coin, like, people are like, just release them on demand. Like, I am a big, I want to see it in theaters. Like, I want the big sound and, like, the big screen. That's my my shtick. So, but I'm willing to be patient if it's worth the wait. So,
Yeah, but, you know, when you see that schedule and it's like, you know, 2023.
I'm
like, what?
That's how I was like floored when I saw the Avatar schedule of like over the next like 10 years, those are going to be really 5 or 10 years, however long. But it's very jarring. But then I always think about like how quick it took for like Endgame to come out and how it didn't feel that long at all. So.
Well, but I just generally I find that all years now sound fake.
Like, I know.
It's not possible.
They do. 2021, that's not real. That's not real.
No, it's really not. It's like, you know, like last year it was 2000, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't like was it 2019 even? Like that doesn't sound real to me. I feel like it was only last year that it was 2017.
Yeah, I've seen this post going around Tumblr and it's so true. And it's like, you know, for like older people like me, it's like, you know, the millennium was like yesterday and the 1980s were like, were 20 years ago. It's like,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Yep.
Because I cannot possibly be almost 40. That's just not possible.
Right. That like that's no. just not a real that can't be real.
No.
That's funny.
But yeah. So how did you get into like Bones and the ship that we're going to talk about?
Yes.
Today?
Well, so I think I mentioned I didn't have cable like on demand or anything like that as a kid, so I could only watch whatever was on TV, like live, and Bones mm-hmm. was like always on live when I was in high school, so I would watch episodes here and there, and I always like really enjoyed it. And then I discovered Hulu. I was like, wow, that's a whole nother world. I can just pay for it. So I watched through it. And then just recently, Katie said like she really liked Bones, and I was like, no way. So like me and her are rewatching all this, like the series all mm-hmm. over again. So that's what I've been doing. And I think one of the things that that drew me to Bones right away was that I think it's really rare that TV shows like pair together, like I feel like the main ship, like even like other characters are like shipping them together. Mm-hmm. Like Angela, like I think you're an anthropologist, right?
Yeah.
That's so cool. So like, have you watched all of Bones? Like you're familiar with?
Well, I did cultural anthropology. I didn't do the physical anthropology yet.
That's so cool.
But yeah, it's definitely, I really like that she's an anthropologist, even if she's like way more Indiana Jones.
She's the world famous anthropologist. It's just so fun. But the other characters, like Caroline Julian, the mm-hmm. prosecutor, who she's mm-hmm. just like always so sassy, and then Angela, like they're always shipping them together. I think it's so funny that like just right away from the first episode, you're like, oh wow, these two hot people should get together for sure.
And it's just so funny, like when Brennan gets introduced, I know this person, like, you know, she's just like the way they dressed her, it's like perfect. I'm like, I can see someone like that at my university. Absolutely, totally.
100%. Yeah.
And except like maybe with a bit less self-defense skills.
Right. They really laid into the curse like 3 or 4 seasons, which I loved. I think it's like, it's silly, but I seriously love it. It's so entertaining. I completely am obsessed. They're just, it's just so fun.
So maybe, I don't know, because the show isn't on TV anymore, maybe some people haven't actually heard about it. So can you just kind of summarize what it's about?
Yeah. So Bones is a, I believe you'd call it a procedural show. So it's kind of solving a new crime every episode. Mm-hmm. And you have your main characters who are Seeley Booth, who is the FBI agent, who's comes from a military background, and he's like, it's David Boreanaz, by the way. Yes. So I feel like other people who are in
it makes my Buffy heart like.
Yeah, exactly. I think like, I bet a lot of people know him from Angel, from Angel is in Buffy and all that. So David Boreanaz, if you like David Boreanaz, you'll probably love this show. So he's this just like rugged FBI agent, and you know, he's very on the spectrum of total opposite from our other main character, who's known as Bones or Temperance Brennan. And she's a world famous anthropologist / author. And mm-hmm. she's actually based on a real the show is based off of Kathy Reichs is her name. She's an author. And it's based off of her book, which is, and then in the show, Temperance Brennan's main character, her name is Kathy Reichs. So it's kind of a fun little Easter egg there. But world famous anthropologist and author. So she's just like in the show, they really play it up. So everywhere she goes, they're like, oh my gosh, I read your book. Like it's kind of a fun thing. And she's like a multimillionaire. And then Booth's just like this humble, like, very he's like really religious, and Bones is I don't know if you'd call her a she just doesn't, I don't think she believes in any, she doesn't believe in anything. So she's just,
she believes in science.
That's... Right. Exactly. Exactly. So, and it's just really fun to have them play off each other because they are complete opposites, but that classic like Avatar balance of yin and yang, that whole thing is, they really play off that in this show. And so every episode they're solving a crime and they have their whole lab, which is the cast is really amazing of characters. And the squints, yeah, as Booth calls them, the squints, and you find out it's because they squint at things, literally. And so they have like a lot of fun with that, and like the cast really makes the show just so entertaining and so good, like you really want to be a part of it. Embarrassingly for me, it was only like within the last 5 years I realized the Jeffersonian was not a real place, which is where they work out of in the show, which mm-hmm. is a play on the Smithsonian,
yeah
in DC. So that was embarrassing for me, but oh well, I've moved on. So I lost my headphones. They go around, they solve crimes, and they're always just like, if you're watching it, you're just always on like feeling like, are they about to make out? Because it's always like that. That's literally what it's like. You're like, oh my god, how are they so, that's like one of the tropes of the show, is they're always like so physically close together, like nose to nose on multiple occasions, I swear every episode, and you're just like, oh my god, it's gonna happen now. So it's really fun. And that, I don't know how else to,
yeah, they have this really classic will they won't they,
yeah, it really is, yeah,
yeah. And unlike like a lot of other shows, the show does not end when they finally get together.
Right, exactly. And that's like, that's what I think is really rare. Like, I feel like that never really happens. And I think it's so fun that the writers like were like, oh yeah, we should do this. We should like do a whole thing. And that happens like halfway through the series. So you get another half of the series, which I think the whole span is 12 years. It starts, I think, in 2006 or 2007, and then it ends and wraps up in 2017. So you also get a lot of fun hairstyles and outfits, which is, it's very fun. But yeah, that like never, I feel like that never really happens in shows. So you actually get to see them come together. Yeah. And one of my favorite episodes, it's sorry if I'm like rambling, but
no, rambling is good.
Okay, good. So one of my favorite episodes is it's in season 5. I just watched it, I swear, within the last week. I've been binging, so I'm like going, like I could do a whole season in a day. But
wow.
I think season 5, and one of the main characters, Lance Sweets, he's the psychologist who Brennan, a woman of science, is always like, the psychology is just like basically stupid to her. Yeah, so she just hates it. So Sweets had been writing a book about her and Booth and how they interact together, and basically his conclusion that they're in love and that once they kiss, they can't go back from it. And then the episode is like, well, Sweets, we already kissed. And he's like, what? Like that, they're like, yeah, that happened like years ago. And then they do like a flashback to that. And you get even more info into the depth of that, like that relationship that they have, which I love it. It's always one thing, like a little more than you think. And it's, it's just so exciting.
So have you watched like the whole show, all like 12 seasons or whatever?
I actually haven't seen all 12 seasons. I've seen the last couple seasons, up until 2017 in pieces. And then I haven't, like, And that was, I think the last time I watched it was in 2017. So I don't even, the nice thing right now as I'm rewatching it, I don't like totally remember, like I'll go online and I'll like look at gift sets and stuff. And I'm like, oh, okay, I remember that part. So this, it's kind of like watching it all, like watching it for the first time, which is also really fun. But I, right now I'm on season 6 and we're like right about before they get together. So spoiler alert. They're gonna get together. So that's it's really fun.
So what are like your favorite canon moments?
Let me pull up my list because I had a couple.
Ooh, you have a list.
Let me look here. So there's a whole bit. This one's kind of silly, but they do this whole bit in the early seasons with like this gun, and that Booth, he like won't let her have one, and like whenever they start they partner up, like she's like, she does all this crazy karate and he's just like, what the hell, and and she like, she's like, Booth, I need a gun, and at one point she like, she had to shoot somebody with his gun and it was like a whole thing. So she went and like bought her own because he wouldn't authorize her to have one, and she pulls it out and it's like the size of a cinder block. It's ridiculously comically large, and he's like really like bent out of shape about it. Like you can tell he's just like, the like, what, excuse me? And so they that was like a whole thing they did for a couple episodes, and then at finally, like, because she's never shot it, she pulls it out to shoot it, and it like basically flings her back because it's so ridiculous and big. And she's like, you know what, Booth? But she's, the way she talks is like very like kind of monotone and robotic, and in the way she says it, of like, Booth, I just realized this gun's too big for me. Maybe we should trade. And he's like, no kidding, like, yeah. So that was one of my like favorite kind of moments, and they do a lot of a couple like special episodes where they go undercover, and it is so funny and so great. They have like these alter egos called Buck and Wanda, and they just like the first one that they do it is they go undercover at the circus, and it is hilarious and so funny. And like, that's when you're like, you know, they could get together in this episode, but I feel like you're like that in every episode. They could get together. But it's really funny, and it's I don't want to give away too many spoilers, but the outfits are awesome, and you kind of get like this, you kind of get to see Bones like kind of letting loose a little bit, which is, you never get to see it because it's, she's very professional and proper, and in this episode she's like wearing like a circus onesie, and Booth is like throwing knives around her. It's just hilarious. And then they do this bit where they ride on a motorcycle with a sidecar, so it's just it's so funny. And those are some of the best episodes when they do that. And they do another one where they go undercover in Vegas, and like Booth has always had this he is like this thing for like the a period piece, like he loves like the old days, and so he always has that kind of like, did you just come straight out of like a 50s like movie, like what? Yeah. You know, so it's really cute because they do their thing, and they dress up, and kind of like they have each other's back, which is like fun to see in like a different dynamic. So those are definitely some of my favorite episodes. And then I think my all-time favorite so far, at like as I'm rewatching, has been their biggest, so far again, their biggest nemesis, which is the Grave Digger. So it's I always love like a race, that you have a race to solve the crime, and you're on a clock, that kind of thing. So I always really liked those, and this one is like just so well done. And Booth and Bones gets like buried, essentially this the Gravedigger, it's exactly what it sounds, they like bury people alive, And no. So it's like really scary and you're like, oh my God, like what's going to happen? Mm-hmm. And so Jack Hodgins, who is one of the main characters, who's totally like the dynamic with all these cast members is just, again, it's so great. It's the whole show gives you so much good content and good people. But the Gravedigger, she kidnaps Bones and Jack. And so Booth has to race to save them. And it's just like such a, like a very significant moment where, cause Jack really thinks that they're going to die. And it's like, do you have anyone you want to say goodbye to? And it's kind of that ambiguous, like, we know, like we all know, we're watching it. Like, we know, like, I want to see what you wrote in the note, that kind of thing. And of course, Booth comes running and like saves the day. And it's just like a very, just, it's a very significant moment in like that, their character growth of like appreciation for like each other. And like, really, like, I think that was one of the biggest ones. And and then it flips the other way, where Bones has to save Booth. So that was also one of my favorite moments for them. I just don't want to give too much away, because I really like, you got, like, the people need to watch it. It's so fun.
But it's something else that I like about the show. It's not, you know, not always like Bones being like the damsel and Booth has to come and save her.
Right. Yeah, they've like flipped the roles a lot. So it's not always like super stereotypical. And the other thing that's kind of nice about the show is like it started in the early 2000s and or like mid 2000s, and I think they were like kind of progressive with certain things, because you know, Booth's character is very like religious and like by the book. And so when certain things came up with like LGBTQ things and like things that are just not like heteronorm, it was like they kind of addressed it before other shows, I think, because like I think most shows just wouldn't even go there, you know. So I really like how they do that. They kind of hit all the points.
Yeah, it's been a while. I mean, I've watched a couple of episodes again recently, but it's been quite a while.
Yeah,
since I watched the show.
Yeah, because we just, like I said, when we started rewatching it, we're just, the first thing like I notice is like just like the camera and just how like, wow, this looks so old, and what are these outfits and stuff. So it's it's been out for a while, but it's one of the biggest like ongoing fandoms still, even today, even though it ended. In TV, I shouldn't say biggest in general. I wrote it down. What are they? Oh, they're the number 17 in top 200 TV show fix on the internet, which is kind of cool. They are tied with the Power Rangers, fun fact, at 20,200. But it's still like, there's still content, like people are still making stuff for it. And like, it's one of those things that will always be ongoing. I think, they just, so much good stuff came out of that show. And it really resonated with a lot of people. Just like, I think Bones' character in particular, with how she kind of doesn't really try to it's not that she doesn't try to connect with people, but she has this way about her where she wants to, but she can't. So I think that is kind of like relatable for people, and just kind of trying to find your family more so. And that's what the show is kind of all about, honestly.
Yeah,
so it's really nice.
I was never like part of the fandom. I don't think I've ever read like a fic or anything. So what's the what's the fandom like? Like you said, it's fairly big.
Yeah,
it
is. They have like a big, you know, presence on Tumblr and if you go on like fanfiction.net or like Archive of Our Own, there's just so much content. Like you could, mm-hmm. you can find it like for days. There's just like some of these fictions have been going on since the show came out, and these people are like, wow. they are still like really passionate about like continuing the story. And mm-hmm. I mean, of all the ones that I've ever read, like they are all really good. Like the way that people write them, it's like exactly like how the showrunners would write it. So mm-hmm. it's really, they capture the characters really well. People are really passionate about it. And I just think it's great. 'Cause like, I feel like there's always fandoms to be a part of. And I think if you're like kind of late to watching a show and you're like, oh man, I like missed the boat. Like, don't worry about yeah. that. People are still like, it's still going strong. yeah.
So is it like mostly canon based content, or do people enjoy writing
from what
AUs, or
it's 50-50. It's a lot of, mm-hmm. there's a lot of, one of the things that the only thing that I really didn't like about the show was when one of the characters, Zach Addy, they mm-hmm. kind of made him mm-hmm. like low key a serial killer, but it's like mm-hmm. kind of also ambiguous. And mm-hmm. when would that happen? Me and Katie, my girlfriend, we were just like, oh, come on. Like, what? Like, no, he's yeah. such a good boy. Like, why would you do that? So there's a lot of really good AUs where people like, they're like, fix it, fix. So mm-hmm. they did a lot of cool stuff with Zach and that, the whole Gormagon, which is he's the villain in that series, in that earlier season of, that's like their big nemesis. And which is really exciting too. So like 10 out of 10, you gotta check it out. It's so fun. Yeah. But yeah, there's a lot of like fix it fix for that. And then there's like there's two like really big cliffhangers, like season finale cliffhangers. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I won't get too much into it, but the one where Booth ends up like in a coma, he has like this alternate reality where he's running a nightclub with Bones, and it's again like all the characters are in it, and it's like super silly, but also like this is like totally on brand for him. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of fix like around that where like that's like it's like canon but not really, because it's the show did it, but they're continuing off that and in the yeah. alternate universe, which is really fun. And then I'm trying to think, there's just some really good ones specifically around characters like Lance Sweets, because he played a big mm-hmm. role in Booth and Bones coming together. So
okay.
And everyone, I think everyone really liked him. He was a great character.
Yeah. So there's quite a lot of like character driven.
Oh yeah. There's so the thing, I think one of my favorite fics so far that I've read, it's a crossover, and let me see if I can find what it's called here. I have it written down. It's called Believers by Joe Barr, and that I found that on fanfiction.net. Mm-hmm. But it's an X-Files crossover. Super fun.
Why
I love
I know
it.
This?
There's like it's crazy. There's so many that you wouldn't think. And they do a lot of Supernatural, and if you like, what is my other favorite show? I can't even think of it. Criminal Minds. They'll do Criminal mm-hmm. Minds crossovers. They're so fun. I love them. I'll get into a rabbit hole and like it'll be six yeah. in the morning. I'm like, oh, crap, I should probably go to bed.
Oh my God. Brendan and Scully would get along so well.
Yes, exactly. And they actually, one of the cool things in the show, in the very first episode, they made Booth made a Mulder and Scully reference. I think he just says like, we're way better than Mulder and Scully, and then he does it again in the series finale episode in the 12th season. Mm-hmm. And Bones says the same thing. That's her like kind of like, not like a catchphrase, but her thing is like, I don't know what you're talking about, like I don't yeah. know what that means. So but yeah, I loved that. That was a really fun fan fiction for me.
And do you create your own fan works?
I don't, not though. I only have one thing that I've actually ever thought about working on that I started recently, and it's a Star Wars one. Because I love how other things like will connect together, and I'm a big Star Wars gamer. So there's some things that I just was like, oh, this would be so cool, and I would love for that to happen. I was like, you know what? I'll just do it myself. So that's the first thing I've worked on, but I haven't done anything for Bones. I've just been really enjoying all of the content that other people have created. Yeah. I just, like I said, crossovers. I love the ones with Bones going into different universes. It's so fun.
So what are like your favorite like tropes?
Oh man, the whole thing where they're just like constantly on the verge of like, I swear to God, making out like that. It's just so, it's all the time. Like every episode, sitting there on the edge of your seat, like, oh, just do it, just do it. You just need to go one more centimeter, just do it. So that's like that's a big thing. And then, like I said, like the other characters that ship them together too, like specifically Miss Julian, because they do in season 4, I think, you get to see them like make like kiss for the first time, and you're like, oh my God. And it's because Caroline Julian was like, listen, Booth, I'll do this thing for you, but you and Bones have to kiss under the mistletoe. And he's like, what? Like, what are you talking about? And so they like, that was like, I just love that, the whole thing where she's always like, yeah, like, did you guys get together yet? No? Okay, well then stop talking to me. And then same with like Angela. And then another classic thing that like you'll always see is like their kind of sass and just denial towards Lance Sweets, the psychologist, because they're both like, we're so above psychology, you know, like they're just like, no, I don't believe in that. And so the funny thing is the Sweets is always right. And you're sitting there, you're just like, just shut up and listen to him for once. But it's really funny. And like, they just have that whole dynamic with him is just hilarious. It's always the same. And then it keeps getting better that. And I'm trying to think what else, but like, those are some of the ones that I always think of when I think of the tropes and Bones. The other thing that's not like they're ship related, this is just a Bones trope, is in the later seasons, almost every episode starts with some like random, just weird couple of it's usually like two or three people that come across a body in the most absurd way imaginable. So that's just a Bones trope I really like. I think it's so that,
yeah, because obviously it can't just be like a body just lying around. It would
right
Bones
exactly, like it needs to be like these two like drunk stoned big dudes that are like crawling over a fence and like just find the most absurd thing imaginable. So but I love it. I love it.
So before we get to like the specific recommendation for some of the things you mentioned now, do you have anything else that you'd like to share about this fandom, the ship?
Oh man, I just think everyone should give it a chance, because like right now, what better time do you have to just like start binging anything? And it's just I think it's so worthwhile, and it's like a very fun, it's just a fun ship. And the nice thing is like, rarely I think you get to see your ships get together, and this is one of those times where you get to see your ships get together. Yeah. So I think give it a go, because it's so satisfying.
So the show does end with the two of them together, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes.
And yes. Totally not where like Bones would have thought it would go. So it's so worthwhile and just satisfying to see like the character growth of both of them.
Yeah, because I never understand like why so many showrunners and writers seem to think that once characters are together, like, oh, now it's boring. It's not boring. Right. You just don't have any imagination, obviously.
Right. Exactly. I forget where I saw this kind of like meme, but it was basically at the end, like the series finale or like the end of a movie where like your ship gets together and that's like the last scene. And then it's like, okay, well now what? Like, what do you do now? Like, you guys have worked all this way. Now we don't get to see what happens next. Like, now what? So I think that's kind of funny, but you actually get to see the whole thing start to finish in Bones. It's so unique.
Yeah, it really is. I'm trying to think of like another show that has that, like, you know, where the main couple, I mean, quite a lot of shows have like that, maybe some of the side characters have stable relationships.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for example, I think in a lot of other shows, like Angela and Hodgins would have been they could have been like stable and happy going on like in the background.
Right.
But in Bones, they actually went. They actually gave us the main.
I know. Character. Yeah, it really is like a lot of those like crime shows. It's always like some kind of side character situation, and then it's just so nice to see like you get the whole you get the whole thing with this. So bless those showrunners.
Yeah. So I don't know. Should we move on to the recommendations?
Yeah, let me give. I have some recs for you for sure. Well, the first one that I already mentioned, the X-File, that's probably my favorite favorite fic. It's called Believers by Joe-Barr on fanfiction.net, and that's just a X-Files crossover. Super fun. And then I have this one's kind of like a kind of a canon based fic. It's called Here's to Change by Why Yes It's Carr, and you can find that on Archive of Our Own. And I'm assuming it's a she's or they are a really, they capture like their characters like so well, so you can both that Why Yes It's Carr and then Joe Barr, they have a ton of other fics too that you can look at. And they just so well capture their characters. Like the writing, it's like if you've seen Bones and you're reading it, you can like read it as like it's playing out on the screen in front of you, because awesome. They're so well done. So those are really.
And it's always so great when you've read a really good fic and then you click on the author and they have more.
Yeah, there's so more, and it's like it's not all just like Bone stuff. Like they'll have all kinds of stuff, and that's like how I get into those rabbit holes. So, yeah, but those are two really good authors. Those are two fics I really like. And then there's another author. Their name is Psycho Roach, spelled exactly what you think, Psycho Roach. And I found them on Archive of Our Own. And they do a little story, which is just like the purpose it serves is just to make you feel pure joy. It's just really sweet. And find that phone call. Oh, hold on. Sorry, one second.
No worries.
Somebody. There we go. So they are. This story is called The Birthday Party in the Park by Psycho Roach, Archive of Your Own. It is so sweet. It's like such a like a lighthearted, like if you just like are you down, it's just like such a, just makes you feel nice. that's it. Aww. It's really nice. Very, very sweet. It's a Booth doing like something really nice for Sweets and Bones. Little slight backstory on them is they're both foster kids, and so they've had like there's been some reveals throughout the show that have been like really traumatic for them in the past, like just like really sad stories. And Booth is always doing something really nice in the show to like not like make up for it, but just to like be like, hey, I heard what you were saying. Like, there's this whole bit where Bones like was really attached to a pig and he gets her like a toy pig named Jasper and it's like really cute. So yeah, it's like honestly, it's just, and it's really nice to read, and it just gives you like a little nice feeling in your heart. So that's called that's by Psycho Roach on Archive of Our Own. And they have other fics too that are really nice to read. So those are, I would recommend those. That's an AU. And then you have that X-Files crossover, which can't recommend enough. So fun. But I think you need to watch Bones first before you read that, just so that you have some character context.
I'll put all the links in the show notes.
Yeah, I'll give you, I'll send you all those links. I have a
note. Great.
So I didn't have any like favorite videos, but I did have like a panel post on Tumblr, which I thought was so funny and so spot on, because it's, if you're familiar with Rick and Morty, which is an absurd, delightful, silly show, but Rick's it's a cartoon, and he comes in and sits down on the couch and he's like, what's this show called, Ass? And she's like, yeah, it's like Bones, but they solve ass crimes. And then he's like, are these two gonna hook up? And she's like, no, and only the lame fans want that. And he's like, don't tell me how to enjoy things. So I thought that was really like spot on, because like that's seriously, I swear, what like shipping fandoms is like, don't tell me how to enjoy things.
Oh, absolutely.
So I thought that was really funny. And then there is a text post someone made on Tumblr, which is it was like a kind of like a nice tribute to just like all the shows from like the, or all the seasons in Bones, and it was like 246 things Bones has taught me, and it's just like a nice little tribute, like everything.
Yeah.
So I really like that. That's like a nice little a nice post too. That I'm a fan of.
Yeah. Do you have like any fan art or something?
Yeah, so there is one. It's that I really like. I'm very like over like across the board. Like I'm a fan of like anything. So like this fan art, it was like a really cute cartoon of Bones and Booth, and it's by Viria13 on DeviantArt, and it's just like a cute like cartoon of them like hanging out together, like very classic of the early like the first season. Their outfits and everything. Booth has his trademark. He always wears this belt buckle that says cocky on it. So it's like, it's such a, it's just very cute. And there's also this one's really subtle, but this artist, her name is, when it pops up here.
I was just thinking, Viria, that name is so familiar. I think, isn't she the one who does the art for the Jackson?
She might. I'm looking at, like, her, because you can see more by Viri. And she has all kinds. She has Harry Potter, James and Lily. She has all kinds of art, and it's so beautiful.
Because we did two episodes on Percy Jackson ships.
Oh, so. Yeah. I love Percy Jackson.
So I was like, that name sounds so
familiar. That might be it. As a Greek person, I was a diehard Percy Jackson fan. let me see here. Featuring, so her name is Featuring Gabby, GABI, and you can find her on Redbubble. But she has these like really subtle things. It's just like a little Bones does this thing when she's with a baby, and she'll say dancing phalanges because she's like so proper, like. She's trying to be cute with the baby, but she's saying dancing phalanges, and it's so adorable and funny. Uh-huh. And then she has this other little piece of art that it's like made out of bones, and it just says, I don't know what that means. Just like classic. So yeah. I like those. They're like subtle and cute. Mm-hmm. But you can actually, if you just do a quick Google, you'll see all this stuff, but the official art from the Bones showrunners is really cool too, because they did they did a Comic-Con poster that was like kind of that Rosie the Riveter art style, that cartoon. Yeah. And then they did a special 200th episode, which is basically a 50s movie, which again, like, they do that's one of the tropes of the show, is like they go, like, they love that period piece aspect, like, mm-hmm. specifically for Booth's character. So they did like a whole 50s movie bit, and the poster is so cool because it's like murder, mystery, intrigue, like that's just like classic stuff, mm-hmm. you know. And they did
proper like noir movie.
Yeah, exactly. And like Cam, oh my gosh, it's so fun. And like they have the classic trope of like Bones and Booth like about to like make out on the poster, like that. Like it reminds me of that classic, I can't even think of that classic black and white film, but it's just like that whole like the tension of like, will they, oh my gosh, what's gonna happen, like they need to be mm-hmm. together, just like that really dramatic. So I yes. love that they did a couple like pieces like that for the show throughout the series, mm-hmm. which is really fun. So I really like those too.
Yeah, you should send me all the links to everything.
I will send you all the links. There is also, so the gifts that I really like, I think you need to like watch the show just to get a feel, because they're the comedic side of things, but it's Booth is always like kind of teaching Bones how to like be a human and not like a robot. So there's this one where he's like, come on Bones, you got to put on a sad face, and she like smiles and he's like, no, sad, and then she like does this really dramatic frown. It's hilarious. But it's just like, that's how their character dynamic is like, she's just like she's like a weird robot baby, and he's just like, no, come on, like, it's okay, like, let's do it this way. And then there's another little bit where they go to London to solve a crime, which is like, that's a whole fun there. The person who plays, and I'm sure a lot of people like Game of Thrones, but the character who plays Ilaria Martell, I think she's one of the mm-hmm. Sand Snakes. She guest stars in this episode as the UK version of Bones, and it's really fun to watch. And Booth does this bit where he's like, this is the worst coffee I've ever had, and Bones like, Booth, that's tea, like. So it was kind of fun. So I like those are funny gifts. They always make me laugh. But I'll send you those links, they're so fun. Mm-hmm. That like all the stuff on Tumblr, like all the gift sets are like really cute, really sweet. Some of them you'll have spoilers, so fair warning, but definitely,
yes, that's no problem. The podcast is fully spoiled.
Yeah, fully spoiled. Watch it.
I wonder, is Ilaria, is she, I'm just Googling because you said this British actress.
Yeah, let me see.
Yes, she's Indira Varma. Okay, yeah, I know her.
Yeah, she is a delight. I love her. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's so she guest stars in the episode. I think this is the first episode. It's the first and second episode of the fourth mm-hmm. season. It's the Yanks in the UK. That's what it's called.
They always have these sorts of titles.
I know. And one of the things that someone pointed out on Tumblr, which I thought was really interesting, they were like, listen, you know something's about to go down when the word "the" is not the beginning of the title of an episode. Mm. So one of them was that big gravedigger one was aliens in a spaceship, and not the aliens in the spaceship.
Yeah.
So little spoiler there for you too. But yeah, the Yanks in the UK. She guest stars. She's the UK version of Bones. It's really fun to watch. I just love when they do like the special episodes like that. It's very fun.
Cool. So I don't know. Shall we wrap it up?
Yeah. I feel like I talked way too much about Bones. So now you guys all have to go watch it.
Yes. You've definitely made me want. So, but do you know who I will be talking to next?
Yeah. So one of my best friends, his name's Derek. He introduced me to the very colorful world of, like anime and graphic novel form. So I don't know who he will be talking about, but, he has an amazing collection of graphic novels and with anime and stuff like that. So that's who you'll be talking to next, and I will get you his contact. Okay.
Great. Awesome. And if people want to find you on, where can they do so?
I am, so my name is Athena, and then if you put the letters XCO at the end of it, that's where I am at on Instagram and Tumblr and Twitter and all that stuff. And if you really want to see me fall into a fandom rabbit hole, you can do that on Twitter. But yeah, I'm all over social media that way.
Okay, awesome. So handy if people have the same username everywhere.
I know, it is. I'm like I said, I'm so glad I coined that back in the day. Never gonna change it.
Exactly. And yeah, I'll also put in the show notes.
Cool.
Hey. So thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me. This was so much fun. I love talking about it. Yeah.
And you totally reminded me of why I loved much back in the day.
Yes, I'm glad.
I really should finish the show at some point. It's so funny. It happens sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
You just kind of stop watching and you never pick it back up.
Yeah, I find it helpful to take breaks in between with other shows. Mm-hmm. For me, it's Schitt's Creek right now. So that's my... That's my intermission show.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah. I mean, I only watched like the last seasons of Buffy like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
So, you know, so if I now watch the last seasons of Bones, I'll still be in plenty of time. It's only been a few years.
Yeah, exactly. You have all the time in the world. And I'm sure that's probably a name of an episode.
The time in the world.
All the time. I bet that's probably a name of one of their episodes. Episode names. That's like a fun, you could like make a drinking game out of that or something.
Yeah. So again, thank you.
Thank you so much. This was so much fun.
Awesome. Bye.
All right. Bye.
I took a trip on a great big ship to a land across the sea, to a land across the sea.
This wraps up the 33rd episode of the Shipping Podcast. I very much enjoyed revisiting a show I used to love so much, and I hope it might have made you curious too. As always, you can find all links in the show notes on shippingcast.fandomish.net. That's fandomish.net. The next episode is due to be released on May 22nd, earlier for Patreon supporters, when I'll be talking with Derek about Edward and Winry from Fullmetal Alchemist. As always, I know nothing about anime, so I'll have to get a crash course in this fandom. Until then, stay safe and healthy, and let fandom help you stay sane. You can follow and get in touch on Tumblr as ShippingCast, on Twitter as Shipping_Cast, and you can email me on theshippingcast@fandomish.net. I'd love to hear from you. Let me know what you think of the podcast and the ships we've been covering. You can find the podcast on all major and some minor podcasting platforms. A full list can be found on shippingcast.fandomish.net/subscribe. As mentioned before, if you want to get the next episode the moment I finish it, at least one day early, you can become a patron on patreon.com/shippingcast. this also has some other nice rewards, like extra episodes on other fandom topics. And that way you can help me pay for the necessary pro accounts for the podcast. Also, I'm hoping to one day be able to afford transcripts to make the podcast more accessible. There's also the option to send me a one-time donation on ko-fi.com/Shirazade or via PayPal to webmistress@shirazade.net. All these options are also described on shippingcast.fandomish.net/support. And you can help me totally for free by leaving reviews or simply spreading the word to other fans. I'm Shirazade, spelled Shirasade, and you can find me as such on Tumblr, AO3, YouTube, Pillowfort, Dreamwidth, and on shirazade.net, although I'm not active on all of them. I've also joined Mastodon as shirazade@fandom.inc with a K. The podcast artwork was created by the wonderful Little Zion. The music is Sailor Song by the Peerless Quartet. Thanks so much for listening, and remember, you are the captain of your ship.